Lord, we ask, let the word that we're going to hear this morning mix with faith in us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I yield myself unto you, anoint my tongue like that of a ready pen writer. Let gracious word proceed out of my tongue and minister grace to every hearer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This month is our month of I am rightly positioned. And this morning I will be speaking on the part one of it. I am rightly positioned. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I Hallelujah. Our text is in Genesis chapter 7, verse 23. Genesis 7, verse 23. See, and every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. May you be rightly positioned in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where we are positioned, I want to say, is crucial to our existence and accomplishment in life. Everything about life is being rightly positioned. The moon shines because it's rightly positioned unto sun. And the position that the container has determined the flow of the water into that container. Hallelujah. So it is not just where you are. It is having the right position that matters. Hallelujah. So the position of the receiver in a relay race can mar or make the chances of those in a relay race competition. So it is important for us that we know in life position matters. As I was sharing in the morning to the workers, I said, where the projector was positioned is so important to the message being seen. May your life be positioned well.
Amen.
So that you will be projected well.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So everything is about the position that we are in life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, golfer, the way the golfer position himself is very crucial to the sport. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't see a golfer just lazing about. There's a position that he has to be so that he can hit the ball, so that the ball can get to where it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? In essence, everything in life is about positioning. The position of your boarding gate is very important to you if you are traveling. Peradventure, you go to a wrong gate, you know what that is going to be. So position is key in life. May you not miss your boarding gate.
Amen.
May your flight never take off and you realize that, ooh, I'm in the wrong gate.
Amen.
Positioning in life is key. As you allow God to speak to you this month, my prayer is that this shall be a month of reflection.
Amen.
This shall be a month of inward searching. A month to know whether I'm rightly positioned or wrongly positioned. And as we discover the grace to realign, to the sun of righteousness, so that our moon will shine for the world to see.
Amen.
Receive that grace this morning.
Amen.
Receive that grace this morning.
Amen.
Receive that grace this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, lift up your hand and declare, Lord, let me be rightly positioned in life. The text that we read tells us about Noah and his family. Noah was a man in his generation that aligned and positioned himself unto God. God plan was to destroy the world, but God found him faithful. And God said, because he was rightly positioned, that he should make an ark. God gave him the specification, the measurement, everything about the ark, and he did. God told him the animals that must go with him into the ark, and he did. God told him how everything would be done, 3 flocks, and he did. But may I say to you this, that everything that Noah did was given to him by God. It was God's hack. It was just because he positioned himself aright that he became a wonder to his world. This morning, as you position yourself unto God in obedience, you will be a wonder to your world in the name of Jesus. And I'll share with us, the Bible tells us that God himself closed the door to the ark. So everything for Noah, he was spiritually positioned. He was physically positioned. Inside the ark, everything that he needed, financially, materially, every food that he needs to eat, were provided because he was rightly positioned. Hallelujah. While others were lacking, were crying outside, when there were destruction, people were dying, himself and his entire family were preserved. As the flood was destroying them, they were having the best days of their life, because they were rightly positioned. This morning, my prayer is that in this occasion, while others are groaning, may you be laughing. While thinking, may you be floating. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because you are rightly positioned. So positioning is key in life. Positioning is important in life. It's something that we need to know. Is everything that concerns us, physically, spiritually, in anything that we do, may you be rightly positioned. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To be rightly positioned in life, the first thing is that we must be rightly positioned with God. We must be rightly positioned with God. We can't survive without God. A fish cannot survive outside the water. Neither a bird will survive outside the air. That is why God don't crash. It is only plane that crashes, because that is not natural habitation. You can't survive outside God. God is all that you need, and that is why you must align yourself unto God. My prayer this morning is that just as Noah knew the right thing to do, the first thing he did before he became a wonder, before he suffered the flood, before his family was preserved, before his destiny was preserved, was that he aligned with God. He rightly positioned himself with God. This morning, as you rightly position yourself, everything will fall in place. Whatever has been chaotic in your life, we receive fullness. Order will come upon your life, because the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. As you align and position yourself with God, we become a wonder to your world. Say, so you will become a wonder to your world. I can hear your amen. So when you are rightly positioned with God, there will be a divine exception upon your life. Noah was exempted from destruction. The rod of the wicked in Psalm 125 verse 3 says, the rod of the wicked will not lie upon the righteous, so that they will not put their hands into iniquity. Evil ones will not be able to exact upon you. Goshen will be your hallmark. There is a place called Goshen, a place that is immune from every destruction of Egypt, because you are positioned in Goshen. Whatever happened to them in Egypt will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. So, beloved, I don't know your struggle this morning. The best place to be is to be aligned with God. I don't know, maybe the world is pulling you. I don't know, maybe like in someone say, blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the sinners. Don't be pulled with the ungodly. Don't walk and sit with the sinners, because God wants you to be blessed, and you will be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is your relationship with God? January, we are in November. Do you want to allow this year again to pass you by? It's time to sign up for the eternal calling. Just as Noah entered the ark of salvation, this morning, may you sign up and enter that. May you allow the blood to wash you and make you clean this morning. And may you experience newness of life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, don't struggle with your maker. And as you do so, the Lord will bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you are rightly positioned with God, this will happen. Number one, you will have a personal relationship with God. You will have that personal relationship with God. In Genesis chapter 6, verses 7 to 8, Genesis 6, 7 to 8, say, and every living substance was destroyed. Amen. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowl of the air, for it repented me that I have made it. But Noah, can we read it together? Let's go. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. May you find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Say, may you find grace in the eyes of the Lord, in of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you have that personal relationship with God, you are properly positioned in life. Things will work out well. Romans 8:28 will be your portion, for we know that all things work for them that love God, for them that are called according to His purpose. That doesn't mean challenges will come. Challenges of life will come. But because God is with you, you will be an overcomer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you must have that personal relationship with God. The second thing is that you will love God's presence. You will love God's presence. Those that rightly position themselves with God, love God's presence. You will delight in His presence. Just as Mary delight in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, His sister Martha was busy doing other stuff, but Mary delight in learning at the feet of the Master. So when you are rightly positioned with God, you will delight in His presence. You will delight to learn at His feet. His word will be your bound. You will tarry in the place of prayer because you want to seek His face. You will take time to study His word because you want to know Him, because you enjoy His presence. When you come into His presence, you will want to hear His word just as it's been preach right now. You want to underline His words so that you mark it, so that you will make a mark in your generation, because you will study that word. That word will distinguish you. You will take time to pray. You will position yourself like Hannah in the tabernacle. And as you pray, heaven will open over you. And the somewhere that you desire will be delivered into your hands. When you love His presence, the Bible says in Psalm 16, His presence, 16:11, there is fullness of joy. You will experience God's fullness. And in His presence, players forevermore, there shall be an exchange of your struggle with His player. Because you love His presence. Do you love His presence this morning? When last did you carry His presence? Truly, you are rightly positioned with God, you will be like Noah. You will be like Enoch. The Bible says, Enoch walked with God and God took him. I see you experiencing spiritual transformation in Jesus Christ. May we see you are not indeed a child of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you love His presence. But Ethiopians. We are going to read that story. Who came into his presence and was doing something. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 20, verses 7 to 12. Acts 20. My prayer is that this morning, you will not be an Eutychus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Chosen generation, loud and clear. Let's read it together. Let's go. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continue his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber, where they were gathered together. And there sat in the window a certain young man named what? Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third floor and was taken up dead. Let's not be there. Eutychus came into God's presence. The Bible said, and there were so many light represent the word of God. Just as the word being preached, you are this morning, you are in his presence. My prayer is that you are not Eutychus. The Bible says that at a time, what happened to him? Fall into a deep sleep. Are you sleeping in the house this morning? Check your neighbor. Are you here to sleep or to be with the Lord? He was dozing first. That was the first thing. You can't be in his presence. You can't love his presence and be dozing in his presence. In fact, he came late first. That's why he found himself sleeping. I mean, sitting on the window. If he had come in early, he wouldn't sit on the window. Are you late, church? You say you are coming to his presence. God, our window, nobody can sit on it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But don't be an Eutychus. The first thing was he was dozing. Before he knew him, he graduated to sleeping. And the Bible said, when men, are you sleeping spiritually in his presence? Sleeping spiritually. And by the time you wake up, you wake up God. That was what happened with Eutychus. By the time he woke up, he was in the presence of God as a dead man. Then he came into the presence of God. He says, and fell down from the third loft. And he was taken up what? Dead. He had reported in heaven. But thank God for Paul. We know the story. He prayed and he came back to life. God kicked him back to life. But the lesson of it is, what are you doing in God's presence? What are you doing in God's presence? Many of us, we are slumbering, we are sleeping. We have left our first love. The testimony that we are sharing, that testimony of 5 years ago, there are no fresh fire upon our altars anymore. Don't be an Eutychus. You are here to engage God, to experience him. You are not in God's presence to be snoring, to be dozing. All that has been assigned to you in God's house is dozing with you. They are sleeping with you. It's time to wake up.
Amen.
I say it's time to wake up.
Amen.
I say it's time to wake up. Put on your strength this morning, Zion. It's time to wake up. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's time to wake up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are rightly positioned with God, you love his presence. And you will not be like Martha, and you will not be like Eutychus. Don't become encumbered with so many things. Thank God for activities, but relationship is important than activities. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The third thing and the last thing is that you will trust in him. You will trust God. When you properly position yourself in God, you will trust God. All mark of people that rightly position themselves with God is that they know that God is with them. Trust him. Whether they are on the mountain, they trust him. Whether in the valley, they trust him. Whether in the plain, they trust him. This morning, whatever is happening to you, doesn't matter. God has the final say.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care what that situation is, as you properly not align yourself and position yourself in God, victory is sure for you in the name of God. Psalm 125 verse 1, Psalm 125 verse 1 say, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. Verse 2, as the mountain around about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. So when you trust in God, the assurance of his ever abiding presence is with you. You will not allow people to judge you by winter, because summer is still coming for you. When you trust in the Lord, just as King Jehoshaphat did, multitude of kings came out against him. 2 Chronicles 20. That was supposed to run a man mad. Multitude. But he trusted in the Lord. The Bible tells us that he sought the Lord. He sought the Lord in the place of prayer, because he knew there's a God that is greater than multitudes of armies. He positioned himself to a place where he sought the face of God. And my prayer is that is what you will do. Because that is the hallmark indeed, that you are rightly positioned unto God. What is that multitude? What are those things stacking against you? Remember, God is greater than them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he saw the Lord. Then we are going to read together his testimony, what he prayed. And that will be our portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Chronicles 20, 10 to 12. And first that we stand on our feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let's read it like soldiers of Christ this morning. Let's go. And now, behold the children of Ammon, and Moab, and Mount Seir, whom thou would not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them, and destroyed them not. Behold, see how they rewarded us, to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given unto us to inherit. O our God, not judge them. For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Is your eyes upon God this morning? If your eyes is upon God, tell him this morning and say, Lord, my eyes is upon you. In this situation, I position myself, Lord God Almighty. Lord, whatever is happening around me, do not look at them. My eyes are upon you. My eyes are upon you, oh God. Jehovah, I know. The Bible says that they look unto him and their faces were lightened and they were not ashamed. Lord, my eyes are upon you. 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 In this situation, in this circumstance, my eyes are upon you. And I know, God Almighty, you will arise for me. I know you will turn the situation around. I know you are more than able, because my eyes are upon you. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
So shall it be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Just as he answered Jehoshaphat, and the Bible tells us that all those army, they turned against them. They killed themselves. Oh, we answer you this morning in the name of Jesus. What looked like a child is stepping from here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What looked like a breakdown for you this morning will turn to a breakthrough for you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Please, you may be seated in God's presence. But once we Azar, the Bible tells us that Azar was a king of Judah. who loved God passionately. In fact, there was a time that he had to call the whole nation, and they made a covenant to serve God. He was a king that trusted in God, but at the latter part of his life, he put his trust in man. My prayer is that you will not put your trust in man. The Bible places a curse on anyone that does that. Say, curse is the man that put his trust in man. Say, you will never see when good comes. That will not be your portion. In the name of the Lord, when you are rightly positioned, your focus is on God, and God will never let you down. Story of Hazard. 2 Chronicles 16:7 says, at that time, let's read it together. Chosen generation, let's go. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, Lord thy God, is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hand? Were not the Ethiopians and the Libyans, a Hujos, with very many chariots and because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thy hand. Let's hold it. When you still trusted God, were not the Ethiopians and the Libyans, a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen, yet because thou rely on the Lord, deliver them into your hand. When you trusted me, I did this for you. But now why are you trusting on the Syrian? When you were nothing, God spoke to someone. When you were in your own, I made you. When you aligned with me, I made you a wonder. When you trusted me by positioning yourself with me, I show my greatness. But now you have relied on the arm of flesh, and the arm of flesh will fail you. My prayer is that this morning our trust will be on him. In the name of Jesus. Verse 9, let's go. Verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on behalf of them whose eyes towards him. He has done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. In today's translation, it means from henceforth, thou shalt have troubles. Issues. There's no war, but you will have issues. You will not have issues. When we don't trust God, at times God will humble us to know that we are ordinary men. But this morning, my prayer is that we will reflect on this. We will look into our lives. We will allow the word of God to search us out to know whether we are properly positioned God or not. And as we realign ourselves, taking our proper place in him, our glory will be seen. Amen. That which we desire will be cheaply given unto us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you stand with me this morning?